Hey y'all, welcome to Hooked on Crime Pod, the podcast where we talk about hooks and crooks, and it is Halloween week. And as a little breakup from the crime content, I had the absolute pleasure of hearing some spooky tales from, do you guys remember an episode a couple months ago, the Superhero Kids? Yeah, they're back. But since it's Halloween, they're now the Spooky Kids. So, here are a couple little stories from them, and I hope you guys find them as enjoyable as I did.
Hi everybody, this is Crime Kid, and now for the story. Once upon a time, in a deep forest, there were these monsters. So, next to the monstrous forest, there was this village. And when the village people decided to go through the forest, many of them disappeared. So, the town chief decided to call a meeting for the bravest and strongest people to go through the forest. But no one volunteered, except for this one girl who didn't look strong, but actually, deep down, she was really strong. So she decided to venture through the forest and find the monsters. When she found the monsters, she found out that the monsters were actually nice and they were just having the village people over for dinner. Not actually eating them, but like eating with them. And so she decided to join them. For a little bit, the town people got worried because she hadn't come back yet. But then, a few days later, she and all of the townspeople came back with the monsters. And the monsters actually were afraid of the humans at first. So, after all of that, they decided to create a village where everybody could live. And it turned into a really big masterpiece. All of the villagers wanted to find their own monsters to just be friends with. The end. Crime Kid out.
That was a great story, Crime Kid. So let's hear from another one of our spooky storytelling friends.
There was a dog that helped a kid out the road on Halloween night on whatever we could that Halloween is on and day. And there's a spooky time when there's a car drove by where kids were trying to get to the other side because there's better candy on the other side, and the car was about to hit them when a dog pushed them out the road, and sadly the dog didn't make it. And on whatever day Halloween is on, and what is it, October?
October 31st.
In October, the whatever Halloween is on,
October 31st.
October 31st, and you feel something push you when a car's coming by and you're in the road.
So is it a ghost dog that's saving you? Sweet.
Like zero.
Well, that was another great story. And you know what? Dogs are awesome, and ghost dogs are pretty cool too. So now we're gonna hear from our third spooky storytelling friend who has an interesting one to tell us.
So I wanted to get some food, but when I opened the fridge, there was no way on.
Oh my goodness. Well, everybody, I guess if you don't have ranch, that is a spooky time because this boy over here, he loves his ranch. And now for our last story, we have Crime Kid coming back with another one. And I hope you guys enjoy this one too.
Hey y'all, Crime Kid back with another story. So, once upon a time, there was this huge monster pumpkin, which people were afraid of. But there was actually nothing to be afraid of. But people didn't know that. So, they actually were, like, trying to take the pumpkin out and remove it from existiances. And it made the pumpkin go into hiding. And it gathered up many friends. The pumpkin decided to take all of his friends and start an army. And it worked. It drove the humans away from the pumpkin's territory. So, after a while, the pumpkin could live in peace with his army. The end. Bye, y'all.
Thank you for joining the Crime Kids myself for a cute little spooky episode. I really enjoy whenever the kids want to be involved in the podcast. Crime Kid has some really good friends, and we just enjoy having them over. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed their little stories, and happy Halloween week. We will see you tomorrow. Hey, guys. So, we have talked about how picky I am with my hair before. And if you've listened to my ads, you know that Allison Crawford had done my hair for a long time. Well, sadly, Miss Allie moved on. She is no longer cutting hair. But she did put me in touch with someone who made me feel so wonderful. And I still, like, my self-esteem is negative 20 on good days. But when I look in the mirror now, I still am like, ooh, I look pretty cute. And my daughter, Crime Kid, and I both cried when we got our hair done by her. It's just, she's wonderful. Look for Cara Danielle at The Foilery, which is at 217 West Center Street in Holly Springs, North Carolina. You can go on Instagram at CARA_DANIELE_HAIR. And you can get a hold of her at 919-602-8962. And I 100 out of 10 recommend. So please give her a call today and go get your hair done and you can feel beautiful too. Hey guys, our spotlight artist for October and November is Tanya Corbet. She is an Amy Greamy artist that, when I say artist, I actually mean the things she makes look like art. They are fantastic. She has a horror cat collection that is amazing. And she has a pattern for a sandworm that is 4 feet long. And that blows my mind. So I think y'all should check her out. Go to Etsy and search for Tan Flow Con Crochet, which TANFLOWCON Crochet, Ravelry.com/designers/TANYCORBEIL, and Facebook.com/FLOWCON Crochet. Hope you guys have a great day and check out our crochet artist because she's awesome.